For my PhD, I'm examining the biodiversity ecosystem function hypothesis, which states that a reduction in biological diversity will cause a reduction in ecosystem level processes. So basically, we are interested in what the trajectory will look like for a particular function given variation in biodiversity. There are three classes of the biodiversity ecosystem function hypothesis. One is that species are primarily redundant. In this case, the loss of species is compensated for by other species or the addition of such species adds nothing new. Two, species are primarily singular. In this case, species contribute to ecosystem functioning in unique ways and their loss or addition causes detectable changes. And an example of this would be keystone species. And three, species impacts are context dependent and therefore unpredictable. And in this case, the impact of loss or addition of a species depends on local conditions, for example, composition. So biodiversity is defined as species diversity or genetic diversity and the evenness of their relative abundances. In the biodiversity ecosystem functioning literature, a clear distinction is made between the effects of changes in biodiversity and the effects of changes in composition. And in biodiversity experiments, we manipulate the number of species or genotypes. So some properties of stability are resilience, which is a measure of the speed at which an ecosystem returns to its original state after a disturbance. Resistance, which is a measure of the ability of a system to maintain its original state in the face of a disturbance. Robustness, which is the measure of the degree of a disturbance a system can withstand before switching to another state, and persistence, which is a measure of the ability of a system to maintain itself through time. So some mechanisms that stabilize ecosystem functions via increased diversity are niche complementarity. Niche differentiation between species or genotypes allows for more efficient exploitation of resources. For example, insects may forage in different ways, use different life stages of prey, or use different parts of the plant. Insurance effects, in this case, species that are redundant in functional roles or capacity respond differently to stressors. Multitrophic interactions can stabilize communities through omnivory or the buffering of strong interactions by weak interactions. And low mean interaction strengths tend to stabilize food webs and characterize more diverse communities. So monocultures are often hostile environments for many natural enemies, and Roots hypothesis states that by increasing plant diversity, natural enemy numbers will increase with a corresponding decrease in herbivore numbers. Several empirical studies have found that changes in diversity at one trophic level affect functions performed by a different trophic level. So the objective of my study was to evaluate the effect of plant diversity changes on the stability of ecosystems as measured by interactions between herbivore and natural enemy guilds. For my PhD, I intend to address the following three questions. The first one is, does an increase in plant diversity change population dynamics within the herbivore and natural enemy guilds? Does an increase in plant diversity change the occurrence and outcomes of omnivorous and other multitrophic interactions? And are these impacts due to diversity per se, or is the composition of the diversity that matters? And for my talk today, I'm going to concentrate on question number one. So my model system includes an omnivore, Dicyphus hesperus, two specialists, Cucumerus and Encarsia formosa, two pest species, western flower thrips and greenhouse whitefly, and four plants. Pepper, eggplant, tomato, and mullein. My experimental design is similar to that of Snyder et al. 2006. I have two treatment levels, which consider levels of species richness, and those are monocultures and polycultures. I have a substitutive design in which species densities are kept constant across treatments, and plant communities are constructed from species pools. So for my polyculture treatment, my species pool is four plant species, and in each cage I have three plant species in different combinations for a total of all four possible combinations. I'd also like to mention that multiple species compositions at low and high diversity levels help us to isolate the role of biodiversity. And my experiment ran for 50 days, And I did population counts of all five of the insects at four different times throughout the experiment. So I calculated the temporal stability of individual species populations for each of the five species. And in this case, temporal stability equaled the mean abundance of species I across the four counts divided by the temporal standard deviation. I also calculated the temporal stability of the total community, and in this case, temporal stability was equal to the mean community abundances of the species divided by the temporal standard deviation and the community abundance. So for my results, I'll start with the herbivore populations. I found for whitefly that an increase in diversity led to an increase in the whitefly population, a stability in the whitefly population. In thrips, there appears to be a similar trend that an increase in diversity leads to an increase in the stability of the thrips population, but I need a few more reps to confirm this. Then we move on to the higher trophic level insects. For this, I found that for the specialist parasitoid Encarsia formosa and the omnivore Dicyphus hesperus, there also appears to be this trend that with increased diversity, we see an increase in stability. But again, I need a few more reps to confirm this. And for community stability, again, I'm seeing that an increase in diversity leads to an increase in community stability. But again, I just need a few more reps to confirm this. So for my conclusions, I found that herbivore population stability increases with increased diversity, that specialist parasitoid population stability also appears to increase with increased diversity, that the omnivore population stability appears to increase with increased diversity. And overall, it appears that with each trophic level, stability increases with plant diversity. And I'm intending on repeating this study this following summer to get the reps that I need to confirm these numbers. So, thank you.
We have time for questions.
Could you speculate on the mechanism leading to stability? And if you look at the different compositions of high diversity, does it give you any insight into what's going on?
Can you please repeat the question?
Can you repeat the question?
Could you speculate on the mechanism that's leading to greater stability?
I'm not sure what the mechanism is, but I do think that the composition of the communities is playing a big part in it. I saw from my monocultures, like, some of the insects did not survive in any way. Like, on the monocultures, they weren't happy with the particular plants they were on. So the fact that they were in a diverse community allowed them to survive. I'm not sure other than that, though. Yes?
Hi, Angela. I enjoyed your talk.
Thank you.
One other mechanism I didn't see in there, I'm just wondering if you think this could have an impact on the random sampling effect, where if you have more species, you're making more random draws from a species pool, and therefore you're more likely to pick the species that has high function. Do you think that has any possible impact on your study?
I think that may have an impact. I actually heard a talk yesterday that was talking about that and thought that I needed to investigate that a little bit further. No, my p-values were only for the whitefly, they were significant, but I only have 16 reps so far, so I'm planning on repeating it with another 16 reps, but I'm expecting that they will be significant because they were very close.
Any other questions?
Are there any floral resources on these plants?
Did you say floral resources? Yes. There are some of the plants have floral resources, the tomato, eggplant, and pepper, but the mullein wasn't able to reach that. So definitely, like, the resources that are available from the plant is probably playing a role in what's available. Good.